That's our rain time for Lum and Abner. We look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner and Ben in the Jot 'em Down store and radio station. They have just completed their first Queen for a Day radio show for Moe's Moose. Listen.
We're glad to have all you women folks with us today, and be sure to come back tomorrow because we're going to put the program on at the same time. Leastways, I think we will if Moe's Moose likes the show all right.
I wonder what's wrong with old Moe's. Show's been over 3 or 4 minutes, and he ain't called up yet.
Yeah, he's more likely sitting somewhere at the barbershop trying to study up something he never liked about it.
Yeah, that's farming.
I think it's a good sign that he ain't called yet.
Well, he ain't never waited this long before on none of them other shows we put on for him, I'll say that.
No, that's right.
He didn't call up once the Dangler show either, did he?
No. That's the first time that's ever happened, too.
Yes, sir.
I think we finally hit on a show he likes.
Well, I don't get I hope so. If he don't like this and we're bankrupted, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If he does like it, we're going to charge him plenty.
Yeah, huh?
Might even make him pay $10 for it.
For each program?
Yes, sir.
Make him pay one.
Why, sure. Get all the... Wait a minute. There's a phone. That's him right now.
Ben. Yeah, well. Here goes, fellas.
Uh-oh.
Here's the verdict.
I don't want to hear it.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Radio Station. Oh, yeah, Moe's.
Hope he likes it.
Well, I know there wasn't no music on it, but it ain't the kind of a show you have music on.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I never thought it was too long. Well, I suppose we could cut it down 10 or 15 minutes, but these programs are supposed to run an hour.
Well, there goes that idea right out the window.
Well, yeah, we can change it from Queen for a Day to Queen for an Hour. Won't have to entertain the winner that way so long. Well, no, that won't cut down the cost of the program now. Yeah.
He's a nickel till a buffalo bell is
on. Oh, there's plenty of listeners. You don't have to worry about that. Fact is, we're going to take a survey and tell you just how many listeners you have got.
What? Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, all right, Moe's. Yeah, well, we'll let you know. Goodbye.
Can't swim again, huh?
No, not yet.
He ain't? Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
He wants to hear a couple more programs of our Queen for an Hour. He wants to change the name of it, too.
Oh, he does,
yeah, huh? He wants to wait before he makes up his mind. I think when we survey Pine Ridge right good, it'll do a lot towards convincing him that it's a good show for him.
You mean he wants us to survey all of this whole town of Pine Ridge? Why don't he go into the courthouse at the county seat and get a map if he wants to know where something that is he lost?
Well, it's sort of a poll, Abner.
A poll?
We're going to get a poll for Moe's.
Now, if Moe's Moose wants a new barber poll, let him get one himself. I dog as I just put up with all I'm going to off of him.
Well,
next thing you know, he'd be wanting me to paint it. Pull that old gag about that striped paint on me again, he did once. And me looking all over the county seat for it.
Yeah, you and Cedric both looked for that.
Why, well, I went all over the town for it. No, sir, just tell him I ain't going to do it.
Well, this poll ain't that like that. It's sort of a survey.
Yes, Andrew, it's a kind of a gathering of statistics, you see.
You hear of the Gallopin poll, ain't you?
I don't believe I ever seen one. Sounds interesting. Well, wait a minute. Now, come to think of it, I believe Gomer Bates had one of them one time. He called it a pojo stick or a go-go stick or something. He could get on that thing and jump all over town. Silly looking.
I don't mean nothing like that, though, Abner.
Oh, I don't want to see Moe's on one of them.
It's huh? Where you ask a whole lot of people some questions and add them all up and you get their percentage or something.
Well, it's... Now, wait a minute. Now, come over that again, Wilma.
Well, I ain't got time to explain it to you now, Abner. You just watch how we do it, and you catch on.
Oh.
All we do is call up a lot of folks and ask them what radio shows they've just been listening to, and such as that.
Well, they're bound to have been listening to our show. Because when we're on the air, we drowned out everything else on the radio.
I know it.
That's what everybody in town's kicking about right now. They can't get nothing but us.
Well, that's the good part about this, too.
Lucky for them, huh?
Yeah. The survey will show that everybody's listening to Moses' show 100%. That's bound to make a good showing.
Well, I see thick-headed. I still don't understand just what it is.
I think the survey they take in radio is called a Hooper rating or something like that.
Well, that sounds good. We'll put the Hooper rate on.
Operate on?
No. You just listen and see what happens.
Well, I'm sure going to operate on him. You better call Doc Miller in, and I'll tell you that.
Ben, I hope you don't mind helping me take this survey.
No, I'm glad to do it.
I just think it'd be better if somebody else would be taking the survey instead of me, as long as I'm president of the radio station and mister of ceremonies on the show.
Glad to help you out.
Of course, I reckon a lot of radio acts would like to take their own polls. Now, if you've got some customer work to do or something like that, Ben...
No, not a thing. Things are a little slow right now. Eugene Blevins hasn't got the new jail half built yet. All my prisoners are still out of town. Got a card from one of them just the other day. He's in Florida.
Florida?
Yes, nice one.
Well,
come on. We better get to working on these things. You take the phone, Ben, and just ring anybody at ransom. We want to give her the whole town.
Right. I'll shut my eyes when I ring so that it'll be fair.
Now, recollect, Ben, all you have to do is just say, this is the Pine Ridge Pole, and ask them what radio show that they just got done listening to. And
I know what was going on.
And then ask them if they enjoyed it. Okay. That's all. Don't say nothing more, because we got a lot of more phone calls to make.
Yeah.
I'll keep a record here of what they answer.
Hello? Who is this?
You don't need to know who it is. Just tell them about the pole.
Well, how are you?
Who is it, Ben?
Catch up, Ben.
Well, that's nice. Oh, I haven't been feeling so good lately. Haven't slept well. Insomnia, no doubt. Cup of hot milk? Well, we'll have to try that.
Ben, just ask them the question.
How's that, Mom?
I say, just tell them that this is the pole, yeah, and then ask.
How's that, Eli? Oh? Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Listen, Ben.
Eli likes that he's got a sister-in-law who's had insomnia for years.
I don't care if he has.
Well, what did she do for it, Eli?
Oh, me. Abner, you better take the phone.
Well, I don't know what to do for the insomnia.
I see.
All you have to do is just ask them what show they've been listening to.
Ben,
would you mind giving Abner the receiver there for a minute?
How's that, Mom?
Just give the receiver there to Abner. He wants to talk.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Eli. Just a minute. Abner wants to talk to you.
Everybody knows I do but me.
There you are, Abner.
Hello, Eli. You old rascal. This is Abner. Yeah, how are you?
But never mind about that, Abner. Don't be so bad being friendly.
Well, that's nice. Say, I'm sorry to hear about your sister-in-law.
Oh, me.
Hello?
I'm into that again.
She says she's tried everything. Tried counting sheep, but there's no use. Kept falling asleep.
Eli, did she ever try a cup of hot milk? I heard somewhere now that that was good. I don't know just where I heard it. It's recent.
Amber, just tell him that it's the Pine Ridge Pole.
Just a minute, Eli. I think Lom wants to say something to
you. I don't want to talk to him. Just tell him this is the pole calling and ask him what show he's been listening to.
He knows it's me. And he knows
you want me to handle this for you, Lom?
Hey, Eli, I hate to say this. I know you won't believe me, but this is a pole. No, it's got something to do with radio. It's me, honest.
Ask him what radio program he's been listening to.
Hey, what you been listening to, Eli?
On the radio.
Yeah, most of us do. Said he's been listening to his woman.
Oh, for pity's sake. Ben, you better take the phone.
Yes, right.
And next time, don't talk about nothing except in the survey.
Yes.
Give him the receiver, Evan.
Well, weren't I doing all right?
Just give it to him.
Oh, yeah. Here you are, Ben.
What's your life, Evan?
It's all right.
Hello, Eli. This is Ben again.
My ear got all hot.
Oh, I'm feeling better.
Oh, for goodness sake, we never will get done.
Say, Eli, there's something I want to ask you.
Maybe I better do this myself.
Did you enjoy Moe's Boots is Clean for an Hour program?
That ain't the way to ask it.
Moe's Boots is like this.
I don't know how Mr. Cooper ever does it.
Moe's Boots is? Well, haven't seen him lately, huh?
Ben, just ask him about the radio.
Just a minute, Eli. What did you say, Ronald?
Just ask him about the radio program.
Hello, Eli. What radio program have you been listening to? I say, what program have you been listening to?
Ask him to put his wife on. Maybe she'll know.
How's your wife, Eli?
Oh, my goodness.
That's nice.
Ask him if he's got a radio. Just ask him that.
Say, Eli, have you got a radio over there?
Ah, no, he has. I saw it.
A radio.
You know.
Oh, I don't know. Just a minute. He wants to know how many tubes.
It don't matter how many tubes is in it.
It doesn't matter, Eli. Can you get any programs on it? That's the important thing. Well, fine. Good. That's what we want to know.
Well, thank goodness. Now we're getting somewhere.
Well, that sounds good, Eli. Yes. Well, that sounds fair enough. Well, I'll be glad to hear that. You won't back out now, will you?
You don't need to pin him down. He ain't going to use any names, no way.
Well, if that's okay with you, Eli, I'm sure it's okay with Lum. Well, fine. Goodbye. Well, looks like you're in luck, Lum.
Well, that's one we've got anyway.
Well, and I think you'll be happy with it. He's selling it to you for $13, but he wants you to have the cash ready when he gets here.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, just call the survey off. We can't afford it.
Well, this might not be the most thorough radio survey in the country, but it's certainly the most expensive.